Blue Jays taking on the Twins. Marco Estrada would get his record above 500 with a victory. Let's take it to the top of the first. Josh Donaldson facing Adalberto Mejia.
Don't want to see that 25-30 pitch first inning.
Donaldson launches to left field. This is a no-doubter. Towards the upper deck and gone. Number 26. Crushed. 1-0 Toronto.
Setting up inside, 1-2, hit into left center field fairly well. Long run, Buxton. He's not going to get there. He's going to run off the wall. Donaldson chugging around third. He's going to be waved in. Misses the cutoff man. Dozier misses it. And Donaldson's going to score all the way from first base. Buxton's throw over the head of Polanco. Short hop, Dozier. Dozier missed it. And it ended up rolling to third base, but by then Donaldson was touching home plate. And a 1-2 got him. Came after him with a fastball at 90. And just the second strikeout for Estrada here tonight. And got him. Changeup down and away.
And the 0-2 pitch got him. Three changeups and Kepler strikes out and slammed down the bat. As his struggles continue, 0-3 tonight. And the 0-1 pitch, a fly ball center field. That's hit well. Byron going. Byron at the wall. Byron leaps and just cannot grab it. It's a home run to center field. Donaldson for the second time tonight. Homers here at Target Field. Buxton seems to be okay. Up on his feet. 7-2 Toronto.
Blue Jays win this one 7-2, and with the victory, the Indians clinch the AL Central. Marco Estrada improves to 9-8. He goes 8 innings, allowing 2 runs on 3 hits with 4 strikeouts. Paul Molitor and the Twins come up short against the Blue Jays on Saturday as they lose 7-2. Here's what Molitor had to say.
A little bit of a combination. He threw a lot of strikes and, he mixed in a few curveballs. Mostly it was the fastball changeup combination. I'm not sure how many outs we made on changeups, but there was a lot. I don't even think we hit one hard until Dozier, I think, single when it might have been off one. And then Esco got a changeup later on, too. But we were, it's just one of those guys when he's got command of those pitches, you get in between. It seemed like we were late on the fastball and either that or getting under it. And the changeup, we were out front and we saw some. We really didn't have a guy in scoring position except for the home runs until Joe there in the ninth. It was a couple of base runners and, we tried to contain. I thought Mejia's stuff was good, Some of the selection and location might have been off a little bit, and he had to pay the price for that. But G and Boos, they did a good job. We got a little bad luck with Hildy there, and they were able to separate themselves at the end. Absolutely, for me, I don't have any qualms about him going back out there. I think that his velocity was there. The slider was good. Changeup there, they all played. He just got a couple into try to get in on a couple people. The first run, you throw 7 fastballs at the first hitter and you got an ambush hitter coming up second and you throw him another fastball and things like that. We had smoke a little bit off balance and we tried to get a fastball by him and he hits a double. It was just some selection of pitches and location more than the fact that he didn't have good stuff.
On Sunday, Kyle Gibson takes the hill for the Twins.